Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Some hardcore going here. I'm liking it. Oh, Brian. I wanted to ask you something. We got Ben White joining the program in about 20 minutes.
Yep.
We've been doing all football all morning here at really a lovely day in Ashburn at Washington Football Team training camp.
Been like that for the last few days, though.
Man, we've lucked out with some good weather, man. If I didn't have broken ribs, I'd be playing golf.
Nah, your ribs not broken.
I don't know what they are, but they're not good. I know that.
I mean, stop chest bumping.
I will never chest bump again.
You're non-athletic. You shouldn't chest bump.
I think. You know what? I'm gonna not choose to argue with you on this.
Yeah, accept that, because you got messed up ribs from trying to chest bump and missed.
I did want to have a conversation. Have you seen these Ted Leonsis comments? I kind of want to let callers weigh in, because I've heard for a while about. There are plenty of Wizards fans that feel that Ted cares more about the Caps than he does the Wizards. Have you heard that from folks?
I've heard that a lot.
I don't know that I buy it. Honestly, if you just look from a business perspective, the Wizards are worth way more just because NBA is a more valuable property.
They're worth more and they make more for him, probably.
And if they ever won, if he could ever win a title with the Wiz, it'd probably be a 3-4x windfall what he got with the Caps.
Yeah.
So I think Ted believes in the city and believes in his role as kind of a public trust, but he also believes in making cash. So I have a tough time with he likes the Caps more than the Wiz. But I'll say
he may be more attentive to the Caps because it takes more work to generate the level of income that you need. You look at football and basketball, those are kind of two that you can sit back and still make money.
Well, and with the Caps – that was the first team he had, so yep. It might just be like a first baby kind of thing, or first love, perhaps. And he had Ovi. Like, when you have a player like Alex Ovechkin, that's got to be a huge factor. You've got an all-time great. I can't tell you where Ovi ranks among the all-time greats in hockey, but I know it's pretty damn high.
Well,
I know
in this town, he's number one.
In this town, he's number one by a pretty wide stretch, but I'm talking about internationally, I guess. I mean, Alex Ovechkin.
He's discussed with some of the best goal scorers ever. So there are people that will look at him and probably say he's probably top or right there with him.
Right.
Behind one guy.
So I think that's part of maybe why Ted perhaps loves the Caps more than the Wiz. But I wanted, have you read this quote from, this is from an Athletic story talking about getting the Alex Ovechkin contract extension.
Let me throw this little thing out there real quick.
Okay.
You have people with kids. Some kids are super, super successful. The other one isn't. And when you watch them with those kids, they normally seem to get a guy who's more successful a little bit more attention. Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
So his kid, the Caps, have been way more successful than his kid, the Wizards.
Certainly.
And we always say we love them all the same. But you just seem to give one more attention than the other. Think about that.
Yeah. So let me read this quote to you, because I think you're going to get a kick out of it. This is from an Athletic story by Emily Kaplan about Alex Ovechkin committing to D.C. This is Ted Leonsis speaking. We had a superstar player with the Wizards. He had an opportunity and wanted to be traded to the Lakers. And I was dealing with that as we were announcing Alex. I couldn't help but self-reflect on what a difference it is. Here's a great player in Russell Westbrook. Played in Oklahoma City, wanted to be traded. Went to Houston, wanted to be traded. Came to D.C., wanted to be traded, and is now in L.A. He's an unbelievably great person and an unbelievably great player. But that's the difference between the NBA and the NHL, I suppose. It's a hell of an interesting quote.
It's a hell of an interesting quote, but as I said to you yesterday, as great as Ovi is, he's making $45 million on this five-year deal. And Steph Curry making 53 in 1 year. It's not fair to all the guys, and you can understand in the NBA, they make money on top of money, the average players.
Totally.
So they try to get to the best situation.
$20 million a year.
Yeah, they try to get to the best situation. Russell in L.A. with LeBron and AD and now Carmelo, is that a better situation than this team has right now?
I guess what I wanted to discuss isn't the NBA or the NHL. It's just what Ted sees as kind of a difference in the league. And it's further complicated, I would say, because I'm not sure John Wall wanted to be traded, and they've got a guy in Bradley Beal who
still wants to be here. He's a homegrown guy.
I kind of don't understand why he wants to be here, but he does.
Yeah. Ovi was here.
Right. I just don't think it's a real comp to Russell Westbrook.
You can't compare
to
Russell
Ovi.
And Ovi. This is the first place that Ovi came to, so this is like home for Ovi.
Right.
Home for Russell is L.A. Think about that.
Yeah, totally. It struck me as odd that an owner would kind of talk about the difference in the leagues where homegrown players that stay in one city their whole career are just so rare. I think in either sport. I mean, listen, I don't know. I mean, I guess Sidney Crosby is staying in Pittsburgh his whole career, and Mario Lemieux did, but I know, like, Mark Messier was on those killer Islander teams and then ended up with the Rangers. Gretzky was with the was with the Oilers. I know Gretzky was with the Oilers. Gretzky ended up playing on like five different teams.
Yep.
Gretzky end his career playing for the Coyotes or something?
Wouldn't they consider Gretzky one of the great ones?
He's the best ever.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. It just seemed like a weird delineation that just might not actually exist, if that makes sense.
It doesn't exist. That was a self self-producing type thing, what he just said. You can't compare the two leagues. You can't compare the players from the leagues because Joe Montana should have stayed in San Francisco all the time. Like you say, Gretzky should have stayed in one place all the time, but he didn't. You happen to have a guy who was loyal to the area because the area showed him some magnificent stuff early on. And that's normally how it happens. When you get it early from an area, you normally feel indebted to him. Right now, Russell Westbrook wasn't indebted to nobody.
Zero. I mean, if anything, Russell Westbrook probably bailed the Wizards out of an awful season.
Hell yeah.
Made them watchable and made it a little bit marketable with the triple double streak. Or breaking the triple-double record, right?
Yeah.
There was a stretch there where watching Wiz games was awful.
It takes the attention off of the fact that the guy was here for 1 year and he wanted to get out of here.
And I don't even know that he wanted to get out of here. I just think he wanted to go home.
It takes the attention off of top-notch free agents don't just come here. It takes the attention off the fact that you don't win on a consistent basis. If you win one playoff game or a series, you're happy as hell.
I'll say this. I just sat down and talked with Antonio Gibson.
Yeah.
And Gibson's a huge LeBron fan. He's very public about that on his social media, and I've kind of joked with him about it before. So I asked him what he thought of the LeBron trade. What he thought of the Westbrook trade. And I just said, I was like, you know, who do you think won the Westbrook trade? And he just looked at me really kind of confused and paused for, you know, a moment or two. And he's like, the Lakers? Like there's no doubt in his head that the Lakers won that trade. And I assume that's how – is that how that's viewed kind of league-wide?
Yeah. The Lakers needed maybe one piece or two pieces. They got a superstar.
Yeah, but can Russ play with LeBron?
Can he play with LeBron and Carmelo? It's a lot of stuff going
Carmelo's
on.
Carmelo's no longer a superstar.
But one thing we know, the way he plays now, he can still give you 20 a game. But the way that Russ plays, it doesn't make a difference who he's with. He's going to give you those numbers. And if LeBron doesn't have to do as much as he's been doing, maybe he doesn't get hurt and he's healthier and fresher at the end of the season. The way Russ plays can also help out AD. I'm just saying, if they can find a way to figure out how many shots they're going to take, this, that, and the other, it'll work. But Russ like having the ball in his hands a lot. LeBron loves having the ball in his hands a lot.
Hey, B. Mitch, I'm sorry to interrupt here. I just got breaking news on something that I think you might care about.
What's that?
Showtime is putting out a documentary on Rick James's life.
Oh, Lord. I definitely want to watch that.
I will watch that.
I'm rich.
You know what's funny is I wonder how much the Chappelle Show helped expose Rick James to like a whole new generation. Because I knew the song Super Freak, but I didn't know much about Rick James until he was on the Chappelle Show. And then all of a sudden he just became this like sensation, for lack of a better word.
He's always been that.
But I mean, I don't know. I'm pro Rick James. Let me be clear.
Yes, I am. He has always been a sensation. Let's just say like that.
B, here's something else that's going on out here is there's like a bird that is kind of taking over training camp. And I'm not exaggerating. It's like this one little bird. When I was interviewing Antonio Gibson, he landed on the camera and just chilled. And De'Ami Brown nicknamed him Tweet Tweet, which I'll let somebody else say because I know you guys will say I said.
Is that
it wrong.
The same little bird that came right up to my foot? And
yes, yesterday. Yes, and Ryan Vermilion was trying to kind of chase him off the field.
Yeah.
I've never seen a bird this comfortable.
Hey, that bird may be trying to tell us something. What's going to be the name of the team? Going to be the little birds?
I don't know. I mean, you could try to pull a rabbit out of your hat and say it's like the Red Hawks, except that bird is light brown. He's not red. I don't think he's trying to tell us something, but it's a cool bird. And, like, that players bird notice, that the bird, media notices.
That bird has information. He's going to talk. He's going to talk later on after practice.
Who do you think he's going to give the info to?
Jupu Finlu.
I thought it was Jupu Finbu. All right, so now people are saying the bird's name is Ted. You know what? Nikki Jabala has named him Ted. So she is now in full disagreement with De'Ami Brown, who named him Tweet Tweet. But Chase Young was playing with the bird today. I'm gonna tweet this out. This is the bird we're talking about.
The fact that the damn bird isn't leaving and the bird stays there and comes back, it's something up. Either you all just moved the bird from his nesting area, or the bird has some information.
Brian, let me be clear. I didn't move the bird out of anywhere. Okay? This is funny. Everybody's talking about this damn bird now. I mean, the bird is tiny, but just likes people, I guess. I don't know. Usually birds fly away.
That bird walked right up, like hopped right over to me because he wasn't flying. He hopped. And he was about to get on my foot. I said, get the hell away from me. And I kind of moved my foot and he flew off. Then I noticed that he was just sitting right under the table.
He's very friendly. I kind of prefer Ted for a name to Tweet Tweet, just because you guys all give me a hard time about how I say it. But either way, I'm happy.
What's his last name? Ask Nikki that.
You can ask her yourself. She's on the show at 1:00.
I will.
This is what happens at training camp. It gets to be so mundane that you start talking about birds. And that's a good thing because it means we're getting back to normal and everything is kind of fun again. This time last year, everything was so weird at training camp. We had to be like 30 feet back on the field and all spread out, and we were all wearing masks. So at least we're out here able to like kind of interact and and enjoy ourselves again and talk to birds.
And have a bird. The bird is winning training camp. Can you believe that?
The bird, I mean, here's your winners from training camp so far. I would say Landon Collins. I would say Montez Sweat. I would say the bird. And I would say Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick is kind of winning because nobody else is pushing him. But I think he's looked pretty good, too.
Yeah, he has. Yes. And I watched yesterday where you can see he, like you were talking earlier, I think it was like last week when you talked about how he will give his guys opportunities. And I would say this, his offense, his receivers and tight ends are going to love him.
Dude, I think Logan's going to have a huge.
Because if he sees you with any open, in showing jersey where you're open, he's going to let the ball fly.
Totally. For better or worse, that he's going to sling that thing.
Yes, he will.
Landfill, you want to be jealous of something?
Sure, hit me with it.
Chris Kerwin just went to pick me up Chick-fil-A.
I'm a little jealous there, I'm not going to lie.
Meanwhile, you were here yesterday, and all you got to do was run around in the heat.
That is accurate. Factual statement.
When we returned.
No, he did. He had buffalo chicken dip.
That's true. Shout out to Lost Rhino. That place is tremendous. Just when you think it can't be better, they bail you out in a jam, and they have the best buffalo chicken dip in Loudoun County.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll make that claim.
It may be the best I've tasted.
It might be the best in the DMV.
Like you're right. So many of them are dry.
They get dry, and that is not dry. Now, I think there's some onions in there. I could do without the onions, but I'm really picking nits at that point.
Man, please. You eat onion all the time. You just don't know it.
I am allergic to onions, Brian.
No, you're not. If you eat anything from me, some level of onion is in it.
When we return, our chief economic correspondent, Mr. Ben White, joins the program. Don't go anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I like letting this intro play. Might be our strongest intro for one of our regular guests. You know what day it is. You know what song it is. Time to talk money. Money and football. Ain't none of it free. We go to the BetQL guest line. BetSmart, beat the books. What, B?
I say football sure isn't free.
Nothing's free in this universe. We go to our guy, chief economic correspondent for Politico and the Morning Money column. He's also the chief economic correspondent of the B. Mitch and Finley show. Unfortunately, that carries no real financial incentives. But we're talking to Ben White. You can follow him on Twitter, at Morning Money Ben. Ben, what's up, dude? How are you?
I'm doing really well, man. How are you? And I totally agree with you. Song all the way through, you know, we talk, we just listen to Dire Straits.
It would not be the worst plan at all. Ben, I want to start. I'm out here in Ashburn today. Beamish was out here the last few days. There is a growing sense, I think, and I'm not even talking about what everybody thinks. I believe this roster is pretty balanced. I think they're pretty good. Especially they're trending the right way on the COVID vaccines. And however you feel about vaccines, that's just going to help them as a football team because the rules are much more relaxed when it comes to teams that have more vaccinated players. How are you feeling about this team now that we're kind of getting into August a little bit? They've been practicing for more than a week now.
Right, and they're in pads now. Obviously, I'm following your tweets from camp, and nice to see them put the pads on and really mix it up. Thankfully, no fight so far like the Giants had yesterday, which was,
wild.
Insane. But, yeah, it was all the talk of New York sports radio, obviously, and the fact that Daniel Jones got in there and mixed it up was on the bottom of the pile. But according to all those reports, everything was fine by the end of practice or whatever. But as far as the WFT is concerned, I feel good about them. You know, I feel good about Gibbs. I feel good about the defense and the, safety position. You were just noting, I think, on Twitter how deep they are at that position, which is not something you could have said for a long time. So it feels good to have a little bit of depth there. So I think this is a good football team. You know, I mean, they got offensive weapons, right tackle maybe. But generally speaking, I think they're pretty solid both sides of the line. More weapons, a quarterback who can throw the thing down the field. You know, I'm not getting into the predictions game, how many over-under wins I'm hoping for, but I do have a definite positive vibe going into this thing, and it sounds like from camp that it's well-warranted to have it.
I think Joe Judge made that story bigger than what it was, although the quarterback was in there, because we saw the same thing happen in Detroit. That coach praised it. You didn't get no press, no major press from it. And I think by Joe acting the way he did, he changed it up. Because let's be honest, fights have happened in training camp since way before I got into the league, while I was in the league, and they're going to happen. So he made that more. But, like, I was thinking about the balance JP was talking about with this football team. Isn't that the same way you should do when you do your investment, have kind of more of a balanced approach at it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I like the overall portfolio that Ron Rivera has put together. I think they are diversified. There's not too much in crypto. There's not too much in high-flying tech stocks, although we definitely have some high flyers on the defensive side of the ball. I think it's a solid, high-reward potential portfolio they put together. Just to kind of tie a bow on the Giants thing, the one thing that they were talking about up here out of that is, like, good on Daniel Jones for – you know, being sort of a leader and, you know, back in his offense and a little scrap, you know, they don't want him to get hurt. You know, you don't want to wind up under a pile and break your arm before the season starts, but also, you know, showing that, you're in it to win it and not going to sort of walk away and be a prima donna. So maybe that's why I made a big deal of it, just to give people an idea that this guy is a leader. But overall, maybe it's irrational exuberance for the Washington football team, but I look for a fast start. I mean, that's what it, sort of tell the tale to me. Like, they got to get off to, a couple of wins early. I think they have winnable games to start, right? I forget what the first two are. Remind me.
Chargers and Giants.
Yeah.
Chargers, Giants. I mean, both of those absolutely winnable games. You know, I mean, you got to – I've seen too many seasons where they get slow starts and then they got to, fight back to get to 500 and maybe make a late playoff run, Gibbs 2 era, they did that a number of times. It was always great, those are inspiring runs to the playoffs, but I don't want that. I don't want to be worried about it. late in the season, wondering, you know, whether they can get that one game they need to get a wild card. Like, I want to get started hot, get to the top of the NFC East and let other people come and get us, you know? I mean, Giants are okay, Eagles are okay, Cowboys, everybody always picks the Cowboys, but Dak's not practicing. I'm not really intimidated by them at all. I don't think there's any reason that the Washington football team can't be the front runners in the NFC East.
If they win, what would be the reason that they won, you think?
Defense, mainly. You know, I think dominating on that side of the ball, causing turns, a lot of sacks, winning the field position game, and then giving the offense, you know, opportunities to move the ball down the field quickly. And I think Fitz can do that. You know, obviously, McLaurin can do it. We got other weapons, although, you know, I guess Samuel's not practicing, which worries me a little bit. But, you know, I think defense will be number one, will lead the team, but I think the offense has enough weapons to capitalize on what the defense can give them. You know, short fields, you know, winning the time of possession game, getting a lot of three and outs for the offense. So defense leads, offense has the weapons to put points on the board and, you know, 27-20 or 30 to, you know, 23 or whatever it is. Like, I think they have all those pieces in place to do that.
I think they do. It's, you know, O-line will be a question. There's no team across the league that doesn't have its questions.
Of course.
I want to get to a big question for our country and kind of more your wheelhouse here. What's up with this gigantic infrastructure budget?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the stimulus money and the eviction moratorium, all of these things that were put in place as COVID protections for people were supposed to expire, but then they tried to unexpire them. Just bring us up to date on kind of everything going on, big picture stuff.
Picture the eviction moratorium, which was or did run out this past Saturday. The White House finally kind of came around the last couple of days and said they would put a new one in place through the Centers for Disease Control and Protection. The big question is whether it passes Supreme Court muster, but that was something that was worrisome. A lot of people who are still struggling after COVID facing the potential of being thrown out of their homes. Hopefully that won't happen near term, and this new moratorium will protect against that. But a lot of the other stuff is going away. September 6th, the extra $300 per week federal unemployment benefit will go away. Stimulus checks are done. You know, we've had them and they're gone. But there is this $550 billion or so infrastructure package that looks like it's going to clear the Senate, get through the House. That's spread over a number of years, so it's not immediate, like pump it into the economy, but it's important. I mean, it's like making sure the Wi-Fi works on Amtrak, you know, all the bridges and stuff that we go over that are filled with potholes and a pain in the butt get fixed. Like, there's real stuff in there, water, infrastructure, more broadband. We have terrible broadband in this country. We make those investments, you increase productivity, economy grows, you know, a little bit more steadily. And so that's big. But then, you know, it pales in comparison to the $3.5 trillion more that Democrats want to spend.
So,
which I can get into detail on if you want, but it might be too wonky for your sports audience.
We should rebuild bridges. Like, bridges shouldn't be collapsing.
Yeah,
like, those kinds of things should happen.
We've done it for 25 years. I mean, it's insane that we haven't. We've trailed the world. Any ranking you look at for countries investing in infrastructure, we're way, way down on the list. And it really matters. I mean, it matters if it takes you longer to get to work. It matters if you can't, you know, work on the train when you're going between New York and D.C. or whatever. These cut into people's productivity. They cut into economic growth. It's problematic for the world's biggest, best, most dominant economy to have dilapidated infrastructure, slow broadband, terrible roads, terrible bridges. Like, we just can't do it. So this is an important piece. And then Biden wants to do a whole bunch more stuff after that.
I think ultimately it's going to come down. Like, you got to get it done, because I don't care if it's Democrat, Republican, who, eventually that money's going to have to be spent. Are we going to see?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I'm going to use this as an example. That building that crumbled in Florida is going to be other bridges and stuff coming like that.
That pedestrian bridge that crumbled on Benning Road.
That got hit.
Right.
That got hit.
That's true. That's right.
You know, it's an embarrassment to the country, and a real drag on growth. And this one is bipartisan, the $550 billion. I mean, that was negotiated between Republicans and Democrats in the Senate. Biden made a real strong push to do something on a bipartisan basis. And finally, it looks like we're going to do this. You know, we talked about infrastructure for years, decades even, and not done anything. So, God willing, this thing gets through the Senate, gets through the House, and then you see, you know, a lot of improvements in the stuff around the country that we're talking about. And it makes people's lives easier, faster, and makes people more productive, and that's just good for the economy.
Does all of this get undone if this Delta variant? I just have a feeling we're going backwards all of a sudden. And, I mean, there's already mask mandates in D.C. again, and it just – it feels like what has been opened up will go the opposite direction.
Right.
How does the recovery handle that?
Yeah, it's a potential drag for sure, the Delta variant and the lack of vaccine adoption. Thankfully, numbers are going up now on vaccines, not just at the Washington football team, but in a lot of the states like Florida and Texas and other states in the South that were really low vaccine rates. You know, they're seeing the results of that, which is people going to the hospital, getting sick very fast and dying. And that has spurred people to rethink whether they want to get this vaccine or not. You know, it's good to get it if you don't want to die. I don't think at this point it's like, you know, a huge risk to the economy. We're not going back to lockdowns. You know, there will be some mask mandates. It could be requirements that you show your vaccine, you know, passport. New York's already done that or is doing that for restaurants, bars, and the rest of it. So there may be some of that. But, you know, at this point, you know, the Delta hospitalization rate and death rate is not high enough to warrant nationwide lockdowns and the rest of it. It feels bad. The headlines are bad. And it is bad, you know, that we don't have more people vaccinated and people are dying from this when they don't have to. But it's not at the point where it's going to crush the recovery. And thankfully, I think people are coming around a little bit to saying, look, I better get these shots. You know, I have questions about vaccines. I don't love it. You know, maybe I'm concerned about the impacts long term or whatever it is. You know, there people have some legitimate concerns. I don't think they're that legitimate. But I think in the face of the prospect of, you know, I could live or I could die, you know, people pick life. So hopefully that will continue.
Totally. Ben, thank you so much for your time.
All right, Ben.
We enjoy and appreciate it every week.
Of course.
All right, that is our guy, Ben White. Follow him on Twitter at Morning Money Ben. Nikki Javala, Washington Post, joins us at 1 p.m. Do not miss it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
How many people do you think say that, Landfill?
That they love 20 questions?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems to be popular. That's why, despite Pete screwing up so frequently, we keep bringing him back.
Of our recurring bits, 20 questions, Bleep You Thursday, real or fake, what is your – let's get the Landfill rankings.
What's my favorite?
Yeah.
Ask B. Mitch.
Ask B. Mitch anything.
Yeah.
That's like – not really a bit. That's like a rock concept. When we first started talking with CK about this show, that was my first idea was that we need a segment for people to just call in and ask about their love life with Brian.
You might not want to ask me about your love life.
You want me to ask you about my love life?
I'm going to tell you directly what I believe, and then you go try. You better make sure it's going to work with you.
Big news here, breaking news. The Washington football team has announced they've agreed to terms with Ted the Bird on a lifetime contract. We've gone to the Birds.
If they sign a contract with the Birds, are we supposed to start thinking something?
I don't think so, but I bet people will. You know they will. B-Mitch, you have to rank. Ask B-Mitch anything. Let's take Ask B-Mitch anything off the table, because I imagine that's your number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Bleep You Thursday, real or fake, or what am I forgetting?
20 questions.
20 questions.
Bleep You Thursday, real or fake, and the Bleep You I like is I like people expressing themselves when they don't really like something. But all of them are so close to me. So I'll go, I like the 20 questions, then the real or fake right after it. But like very, very close. Anyway, I like Bleep You Thursdays first, because I think people have to have an avenue to express themselves, because sometimes just expressing yourself will make you not hold things in and then explode somewhere. So that comes out. The 20 questions, what I like about the 20 questions is once you either figure out who it is or not, well, we always figure out who it is, you get a chance to find out tidbits about said player that you may not already know, which I think enhances people's fandom. You know, a lot of times we don't know everything about a person. Like, I had totally forgotten that Andre Reed came here. But then when I hear that he was dressed not in 13 games and he had only 10 receptions, I saw why I forgot that he came here, because he didn't do any damn thing. But still, the reason that he came here, the fact that he came here, was remarkable. And hearing it, because I'm a friend of his and a fan, but I totally forgot about him being here for that much. And I think for Pete, it helps out a young dude, because, you know, young people only think life existed when they came into the world. But it makes him have to stretch back a little bit and figure out some other things and learn more about the team. And then the real and fake, I love that, because we can see that the people, real life really cross paths a lot with the fake world. And Cody has a sadistic mind, because he always has somebody in somebody's damn freezer. So it's strange. It's fun. But I think any level of competition between myself and JP and then also we just bring these little tidbits to people, because that current events thing, I remember a teacher one day telling me, always read some level of current events to keep your mind working in a proper manner, get you super, super intelligent, things of that. So I try, but Cody comes up with some stuff that completely throws me for a loop sometimes. What's yours, Landfill?
Well, like I said, I'm going to ask B-Mitch. One, I don't agree with JP. I don't feel like we can take that out, because it's such a big deal.
Yes, he didn't want me to have to answer.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to go with Bleep You Thursday as the last. I hate that segment.
Why?
Stinks. I don't like it because JP came up with it and he's obsessed with it. I'm not a fan.
Oh, man. Can you just remove JP from the scenario and see?
That's so hard. He does. It's one of the few things I think he gets really excited for, though, because he's got a lot of anger built up inside of him.
Yeah.
And he kind of gets an opportunity to let some of that out.
But you should. You shouldn't hold anger in. Because when you hold it in, stress level goes up and you explode at the wrong time. Well, he needs to start having Bleep You every day.
I do like a vodka Red Bull. But I wasn't a big fan when, like, 4 months into the show, JP tried to change it to Red Bull vodka.
Yeah, yeah.
Despite all of us saying that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, why are you
normally,
doing that?
Normally, the star of the show, you go first.
Right.
Yeah, if you say Red Bull vodka, you put more Red Bull than vodka, then that's a waste of time.
Also, you know, you're doing it one way, and then all of a sudden you just change it up. What's the point of that?
But that's what he does in most things. You know, nothing remains to say, like, we put in our things for the champion, the people that's going to win every division. And all of a sudden now, he wants to go back and change his, and he thinks that's cool. So I asked him, I say, if you put a bet in at any sports book and you leave, and then someone gets hurt, can you go back and say, give me my money back?
No.
No. So damn it, you can't change it here either.
I think what happened was, inexplicably, JP picked the Colts to win the AFC South.
Yeah.
And we're all like, hey, you know that they have Carson Wentz as their starting quarterback? And he was cool with that. Somehow getting rid of Carson Wentz made him less likely to pick the Colts to win that division. If anything, I think it should make you more confident they have an opportunity. Because, look, their backup, the non-Carson Wentz quarterbacks on that roster are bad. But at least maybe now they'll be inspired to go out and try to get somebody better.
Yeah. But the thing about it, we know what Carson Wentz can do, and we know he hasn't done sometime, but the other guys on that team, we don't know what they're capable of. They might be good.
I'm not even mad about the Carson Wentz thing. Quentin Nelson is why I want to be able to reconfigure
but
my prediction.
But you can't do that. Once something is locked in, it's locked in, dude.
I mean, is it locked in? The season hasn't started.
It's locked in. All right. The bet that you put on the Nats, it was before the season started, right?
Yes.
Okay, were you able to go back and change it when they started to fall off?
No, I understand.
All right,
okay,
then.
I'm just not happy about it.
Well, we don't care if you're not happy, JP. You're never happy.
I can't say I'm thrilled.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. I'm often not happy. I think my Colts pick looks really bad. Does anybody else's pick look that bad yet, Cody?
No, just your horrible pick.
But you could be like that dude Chris Miles that we were able to eat Bonchon because he won the bet and he didn't get any. He said he chose the Bucks, but then he started to talk up the Suns the whole time. And then when the Bucks won, he acted like he was on the Bucks bandwagon the whole time. I don't buy that.
Actually, there is, if possible, one team that you picked to win a division, JP, that has an even worse quarterback situation than the Colts.
I saw it's the Vikings.
Yeah, you also picked the Vikings to win inexplicably.
What does JP do? Isn't he like a beat reporter? And he's like a blogger? He's supposed to know all this stuff? And he just chooses a team with the bad quarterback?
Now, listen, I chose teams with good quarterbacks. Just one of them won't get the vaccine, and the other has been injured for 5 years.
Carson Wentz is not good, and Kirk Cousins is mediocre at best. You didn't pick teams with good quarterbacks.
I tell you what Cody Betts, find out the Packers win total, and let's all take the under on that. I got a feeling that it smells stinky up in Green Bay.
I think if Aaron's playing, they're going to still win, man.
We will find out. I just think that a lot of competing agendas going on up there. Here's what we're going to do right now, though. Nikki Jabvala from the Washington Post will join us next. We'll pick her brain about Ted the Bird, the official new signee of the Washington football team, as well as the action on the field. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.